Around San Diego, a large contingent of National Guard troops is providing support for the Border Patrol, but still illegal border crossings are up. There's been an increase in border enforcement in Arizona and New Mexico, and experts say that has pushed illegal immigrants toward California. NPR's Carrie Kahn spent some time with agents on the border, and she sent this report.
On a two-lane winding country road an hour east of San Diego, Border Patrol agent George Touton pulls over a white SUV. It catches his eye, he says, because the vehicle is riding low, obviously hauling a heavy load.
I could see people moving around in the back of the vehicle. One of the windows of the vehicle has been spray painted black so that it makes it difficult for people to see in. And the vehicle's registration came back suspiciously. So,
the load, it turns out, is 10 people, apparently migrants who've just illegally crossed the border. Touton pulls the suspects out and orders them to put their hands on their heads. The eight men and two women offer no resistance. They're weary, their clothes are dirty, and around each of their shoes is a thick square of ratty blanket. It's to help dust away their footprints as they walk down the dirt border roads. They tell Touton that before they crammed into the back of the SUV, they walked 2 days through this rugged backcountry of San Diego County.
2 hits.
Off the highway, Agent Rodrigo Ferreira sits in his Border Patrol truck and monitors the radio as agents track a group of 15 who just hopped the nearby border fence. He says the past week has been pretty busy.
We've been getting lots of groups actually in all zones. Usually it's always just like one zone, but now it's pretty much all the zones.
Illegal crossings are up all along the California-Mexico border. Arrests have increased nearly 20% from a year ago. That spike is in contrast to the drop in numbers in Arizona, which President Bush touted earlier this month as a sign of successful enforcement. In reality, officials say the recent crackdowns in Arizona and New Mexico have only shifted the illegal traffic west to California. But in San Diego, Border Patrol agent Gabriel Guerrero says those shifts are nothing to worry about.
Well, no, it goes up and it goes down. I mean, this year we are seeing a bit of a raise, but, you know, it's time to maybe adjust. Maybe with the help of the National Guard in here, we adjust our resources, our game plan, per se, and we try to curb those numbers back down.
All right, shooters, 3, 3, and 3. Be alert.
The National Guard is helping out in San Diego. Here, the Guard supervises training at the Border Patrol's firing range. Sergeant John Hulog says 300 guardsmen are now in the region doing everything from maintaining the border fence to flying air surveillance.
And we were able to free up Border Patrol agents to go back to their stations.
But critics say it's going to take more than a few hundred National Guardsmen to gain control of the border. Sylvester Reyes is a Democratic congressman from Texas and a former Border Patrol chief in El Paso. He says funding for the Border Patrol historically has been too sporadic and tied to the political winds. He calls it spigot enforcement.
You turn it on this year, turn it off next year. It becomes an issue, you turn it back on. And we can't operate that way.
Reyes says the only way to keep up with the smuggler's shifting tactics is to fully man the border. He says that means hiring at least 20,000 agents. Currently, there are around 12,000. At San Diego's Campo border station, agents do what they can to keep up with the increased traffic. And on nights like this one, the traffic involves repeat offenders, like Bernardo Avila Espinosa, who's being handcuffed to a table. Espinosa admits he's been smuggling illegal immigrants across the border, and this is the fifth time he's been caught, single-handedly contributing to the spike in arrests agents are experiencing in San Diego. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.